Go whack. Whatever. Right, so I've got a little treat for you all. I take it that none of you would have been watching BBC Two last night at 7 o'clock?
No.
No?
Don't think so.
Top of the Pops was on. You know the throw a six to start to find it in the schedules, yep. Top of the Pops these days.
I nearly watched it.
Do you know, I actually caught the end credits of it. Because right. I was watching Holiday on BBC One.
Well, I was as
you
well.
You missed a treat. And this is one of the reasons why that the BBC should have faith in Top of the Pops, because it is a huge worldwide brand. It is a legendary music television show. And I think it's a disgrace and very sad that Top of the Pops isn't on prime time anymore. Stick it on a Sunday night or something. And it's doing okay. Mm. It's a bit random now. It's Top of the Pops. It is what it is. Just leave it alone. You know, we've done it. We were great when we did it, weren't we?
I loved that. It was such fun.
And so I just happened to, by chance, catch it last night, and I'm so pleased I did. And I have some clips to play from last night's Top of the Pops.
You ready?
Yeah.
Do you know who was on it?
Nope.
Okay. Here we go, then.
Hello! Good evening! It's a Monday. Welcome to Top of the Pops. Look who's joining me, Brian Potter from Phoenix Nights.
Brilliant. And civil ceremonies, welcome. That's right, and kicking things off on tonight's Top of the Pops live, so anything could happen.
Hey!
All the way from Texas, it's Glasgow!
Right, so off to a rocking start, okay?
So, I take it he's in a wheelchair on stage, is he? Okay.
Yeah. With Fern next to him. Fern, by the way, he has the thinnest legs in the world.
Looking like some sort of glamorous care assistant.
It's kind of like a very bizarre Lou and Andy with, you know, her looking fabulous. But it was great. It was absolutely brilliant, the show last night. I put it on a DVD. Put it on a VD for Dominic, who was watching it this morning, and your verdict is?
Very, very funny.
Yeah. See? Very funny. Track 27, he's saying.
Hmm.
So, obviously, every link was just mayhem.
Yeah! Texas, there and Slit, absolutely belty song. That's fantastic.
Like that, Brian.
From the Auburn Red Book, available in the shops, and you can buy that song on a VD single. Featuring Roly Poly Funny Man Peter Kay. I can't laugh at him myself. I don't find it funny.
He's alright, isn't he?
He's alright, I don't mind him. But that's Texas Dirt. And also, while you're in the shots, why don't you buy Max and Paddy's Power of Two?
Plug, plug, plug.
Plug, plug, plug. I predict a diet.
Brilliant.
That's a funny gag.
Mm.
Oi! Think you're fine. We've already done I predict a diet. Thank you very much.
And the VD one.
Mm.
Well, that was Barbara Windsor's, to be fair.
Yeah, but she didn't do it intentionally.
No, she didn't.
Major slip-up.
50 Cent was on Top of the Pops last night.
Was he?
Went down a storm.
50 Cent, infamous Bar D. Who's that?
Blacklist. Shocking that, Fern. Shocking all that with his hand. What's all that about?
I don't know, mate.
50 cent, 50 pence.
Right.
Hey, that would be a night to remember in the BBC After Show bar. Brian Potter and 50 Cent and G-Unit.
But my favourite bit is when the Brian Potter did the album chart rundown.
Yeah.
Which is very funny, and let's just play it.
What's next then, Brian?
Oh, no, it's time for the LPs. LP chart, no?
Yeah, LPs, here they are, album chart.
Now, obviously, right, who did the chart like, when we were on the show? Was it you, Dom?
No, Carrie did it.
Carrie did it.
Carrie, yeah.
And obviously, it goes on a beat. Mm. Dun, 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 dun. Mm. Nine, mm. Like that. Yeah. That's how it works. So here we go.
Here we go, at 10, climbing 7 places, that belty singer, young Mr. Will Young. At 1 to 9, it's Gorillaz and Demon Days. That sounds cheery. Now here's another cracking voice, Katie Melua, and she's at 8, God love her. Katie Tunstall, still got her eye to telescope, and she's at number 7. Oh, aye. No, aye. What's next? Oh, at 6, it's Eminem. I thought he'd retired, this lad. He's got his best of out, curtain call, with advisory lyrics. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. It's the Kaiser Chiefs at fight with employment. Eh? Ad fight at number four, and the stars of CCTV. Yeah, there you go, that's that one. At three, here we go, climbing an impressive 15 places. It's the editors, and they're in the back room. Last week's number one is this week's number two in the LP charts. The Stokes with the first impressions of her. And the unstoppable James Blunt is one again with Back to Bedlam. Here we go. God love him. He's a cracker.
It was absolutely superb. And Paddy McGuinness will be on this show on Friday morning.